Wearable technology like the Fitbit or Apple Watch can measure physiological signals and track a user's location. One Pittsburgh startup wants to use these features to turn such devices into tools for predicting and preventing relapse in recovering drug users. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story for this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report.
The craving states of recovering drug users aren't just mental. They're reflected physically in signals like heart rate, body temperature, and respiration. And certain location cues can be tied to an increased risk of relapse.
If someone isn't attending their weekly Narcotics Anonymous meetings, or if they're near one of their trigger locations, like where they used to use or where they used to purchase.
That's Ellie Gordon, co-founder of a startup called Behavior. They're developing AI software for wearables that reads into these factors in the user.
Our goal is to be a guardian angel on your wrist.
According to Gordon, when the AI detects risky patterns, it takes actions predetermined by the user, like contacting someone in their support network. She says the same software could also detect actual overdoses by monitoring the same biometric signals. Behavior is currently conducting trials with patients in recovery from opioid addiction. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Joaquin Gonzalez.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.